Happy New Year, Colorado. You're listening to the Daily Sun Up with the Colorado Sun. It's Tuesday, January 3rd. Today, Colorado Sun editor Larry Rickman and business reporter Tamara Chung talk about how the Sun is doing as a business and a big event in the works. Before we begin, the Colorado Sun needs your help to support visual journalism at the Sun. The Sun's photographer, Olivia Sun, is a Report for America core member. Report for America is a nonprofit organization which places talented emerging journalists into local newsrooms. Any contributions help continue the program. To learn more, visit coloradosun.com/RFA. Now, let's go back in time with some Colorado history. With the collapse of silver mining in the 1890s, Coloradans searched for an economic lifeline. Residents found hope in the form of a homely yet versatile root vegetable, the sugar beet. During the 19th century, European factories distilled beets into sugar, and Americans adopted the industry with factories in California, Nebraska, and Utah. Desperate for a new source of income, Colorado entrepreneurs gave the sweet beets a try. On this day in 1899, investors including John Campion, Charles Betcher, and James Brown, husband of the unsinkable Molly Brown, filed to incorporate the Colorado Sugar Manufacturing Company. After considering several regions, the company chose Grand Junction as the site of Colorado's first beet sugar factory. They imported more than 37 tons of beet seed from Germany, and Grand Valley farmers planted the beets among their fruit orchards in the summer of 1899, while a brick and steel factory arose in Grand Junction, one that could produce as much as 45 tons of granulated sugar a week. Many challenges undermined Colorado's first attempt at beet sugar, including late spring downpours, summer droughts, and an insect infestation. Early frosts forced a premature harvest, and the beets rotted in piles outside the factory before it was ready to operate. Disappointing totals from the campaign inspired the CSMC to sell the factory to Grand Junction businessmen and invest elsewhere, although the refinery operated for local farmers until 1931. Before we continue, a quick message. Join the Colorado Sun for its 2023 legislative session preview. On January 11th, join politics reporter and editor Jesse Paul as he speaks with lawmakers about the upcoming session. The event is free and virtual. Sign up today at coloradosun.com/events. Now our feature story.
Welcome to the Colorado Sun's Daily Sunup Podcast, Colorado. I am Tamara Chung, one of the business reporters here at the Sun, and hosting today's podcast with me is Larry Rickman, our editor. Hey, Larry.
Hey, good morning, Tamara.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too.
And Happy New Year to everyone out there. You know, we did this last year at the same time, and we had actually pre-recorded our podcast. And by the time it came out, everybody was watching the fires in Boulder County. So this time, you know, hopefully that's not going to happen. And but we will be touching on our coverage later this week in the podcast. But we thought, you know, today we're going to talk about journalism and how the Sun's been doing.
Let's do it, Tamara. I'm glad to talk about it. Talk about this all day long. You know, the Sun's doing great. I'm really proud of the work that we do. As you know, you and I and a group of others founded the Sun back in September of 2018. And we started off with, you know, 10 of us. There were 10 full-time journalists. And, you know, we had big hopes and dreams. And it was a scary proposition to create any new business, let alone a news business. And of course, we had zero subscribers and zero paying members and, you know, lots of hopes. You know, here we are more than 4 years later, and we have a full-time staff of 25. Within the first couple of months, we'll be up to 27 or 28 people on our staff. We've got about 200,000 subscribers to our various newsletters, including 100,000 for our flagship newsletter, The Sunriser, which is a free newsletter, which aggregates the best of Colorado journalism, including the best of the Colorado Sun 5 days a week. And we're just really thrilled with where we're at, you know, as a business, just still pinching myself, and you might be too, that we're doing so well 4 years after we launched. It's been fun, and I feel like we're making an impact in Colorado, doing good journalism, helping to bring about change, highlight the cool things that people are doing across the state, and digging into people who are doing maybe some less cool things, holding public officials accountable, covering the elections, and, you know, helping to achieve our mission. You know, we're a public benefit corporation and trying to bring greater understanding to what it means to live and work and play in Colorado.
Yeah, I remember when we were starting up and we're, you know, had our software in place and started signing up new members. And this was around September 2018. And I could not even imagine that we would have 1,000 members by January, like 4 months later. But we did. And now we have way more.
So. Yeah, it's been incredibly, you know, humbling, honestly, and gratifying to see so many Coloradans turning to us as their trusted news source. And, you know, the Colorado Sun, we have no paywall, meaning people can read our stories all day long for free if they choose to. But, you know, we make a very voluntary ask, which is, if you like what you're reading and you want to support locally owned independent journalism, you know, consider becoming a Sun member, you know, for as little as $5 or $10 a month. And, you know, we've got, I don't know, close to 17,000 people who are paying members now of the Colorado Sun. And it's so humbling that people have placed their faith in us and, you know, give us their hard earned money to help support the work that we do.
Yeah, and the other thing I remember about early on is back when we were trying to have in-person events more regularly, it was great to meet some of our members.
And, oh, that was so fun to do that. I mean, we had a kickoff party back in September of 2018, and we had a great anniversary party the year after with hundreds of people, you know, man, and then COVID hit. And it just stopped us, and, you know, as well as a lot of others. And it meant that we had to pivot to, like a lot of people, we had to pivot to Zoom and, you know, tried to figure out how to do virtual meetings. And would anybody want another Zoom meeting in their lives? And it turned out, yeah, you know, we put together some really interesting events over the past couple of years. We've gotten better at it. And, we're really looking forward to 2023 as a time when hopefully we can do more live events. And I'll break a little news here. We're looking ahead to September of 2023 and aiming to do something that we've dreamed about doing for the past 4 years, which is to say we want to host a Colorado Sun Festival, a day-long event in September of 2023 to really gather Coloradans, you know, of all political persuasions and you know, with different viewpoints on things, but with a common goal of how can we work together to make this a better Colorado? And the Colorado Sun is nonpartisan. You know, we don't tell people what to think or how to vote or any of that, but, you know, we do care about Colorado. And that's what we're going to try to do, is try to get some good conversations going to talk about maybe in the sphere of politics or the environment or climate or water or who knows what we'll end up finally talking about. But we're really excited about doing it. We'll be sharing more details in the coming weeks and months, but we're really crossing our fingers that we're going to be able to put on a great annual event to convene important conversations in Colorado.
Yeah, so one of the great hires we had last year was Christina Pritchard, who handles our events. So she will be coordinating a lot of our potential, you know, this day-long event. And I know we're looking for speakers and, you know, folks we can, you know, reporters can interview on stage, which is very much like a great journalism confab where we not necessarily put people on the spot, but, you know, to get some of those questions answered that the audience has. But I know she's also working on other events for this new year. So I think the next one is politics again, right?
Yeah, we're going to be talking with Jesse Paul is one of our reporters. Jesse Paul is going to be talking to top state lawmakers about the start of the new legislative session. There's a lot to talk about. Democrats gained even greater control of state government in the last election. So he'll be talking to lawmakers from both parties to hear about their priorities and things that they want to get done in this session. And just, if I can, one more thing about our Colorado Sun Festival next September is we're basically going to take over the Tivoli on the Auraria campus downtown, where the University of Colorado Denver and Metropolitan State University are housed. And it's just going to be a great event. It's a beautiful old historic building, and I'm just excited about the conversations that we're going to have.
Yeah, I believe that's going to be at the end of September. So everyone save that date. And then the legislative session is going to be January 11th. So, you know, anyone who's interested, you can sign up for free to get notified. And that's at coloradosun.com/events.
Yeah. So Tamara, now I'm going to turn the tables on you. We've been talking about the business of journalism and the business of the Colorado Sun. I'd be interested in just hearing a little bit about a cool story that you had last week about business here in Colorado. I mean, there's obviously a lot of not always positive economic news these days, the stock market's ups and downs and all of that stuff, but it's not all bad out there, is it?
No. And, you know, the thing about Colorado is we seem to defy a lot of the other trends out there. And, you know, Colorado has one of the highest labor force participation rates, which means more people in who can work are working in Colorado. So that's why, you know, our economy still seems pretty steady. I mean, it's not maybe growing as fast as before, but it's still growing. But I mean, I think what the story you're talking about is all the economic development incentives that there's a team at the state level at the Office of Economic Development, and they go and try to woo companies to either relocate to Colorado or expand here if you're already here. And I mean, some of the big wins last year were Zoom and Jeff Bezos's aerospace company, Blue Origin. You know, they moved to Highlands Ranch, or they opened an office in Highlands Ranch, and they're expected to hire 400 people within 8 years. And I actually went to visit them last year, like probably in September or sometime in the fall, and they already had 200 employees at the office down on off Lucid Boulevard.
Well, that's interesting. So Colorado has been pretty successful in attracting new companies, new business to the state. So anyway, that's a pretty cool story. I guess we're probably about ready to cast off and get busy on the rest of our day. But I just wanted to take a minute to, well, thank you and our other colleagues at the Sun for all the hard work that they did last year and all the hard work that is ahead of us here in 2023. And, you know, most importantly, to thank our readers, to thank our Colorado Sun members. I mean, we could not do this work without you. And again, the Sun is a public benefit corporation. We exist to serve you, our readers, and we're just so grateful for your support. If you aren't already a Colorado Sun member, you know, please consider becoming one. You can go to coloradosun.com/join and get the details there. Your help is appreciated. And if you're not in a place financially to help us, there are lots of other things you can do. You can share our stories with your family and friends and colleagues. So we just appreciate you reading and appreciate you listening this morning.
And again, I would just want to say Happy New Year to everyone. And if you have questions for us or the podcast, just send us an email at podcasts@coloradosun.com. Well, thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Tamara. Happy New Year.
Read more on this story at coloradosun.com. Finally, here are a few stories that you should know about today. After years of billion-dollar profits, many Colorado hospitals are facing a downturn. According to recently filed financial disclosures, UC Health reported a $157.5 million loss in the quarter ending in September, mainly because of investment losses of more than $200 million. While revenue from patient care was up by more than $100 million compared with the prior fiscal year, UC Health spent $100 million more on wages and $45 million more on supplies. The trends are similar at other Colorado hospital systems. Vail Health reported a $47 million loss through July 31st, and Denver Health has seen a nearly $40 million loss on operating revenue for the year. An increase in mountain lion attacks on dogs near Nederland has residents on edge and wildlife officials explaining their policies. Residents say at least 23 dogs since April have been injured or killed by mountain lions in the area. That is a substantial increase, locals say, and Colorado Parks and Wildlife officers are hosting meetings about living with the lions. However, state law prohibits people from shooting mountain lions to protect dogs, which are considered personal property. Starting in 2024, Coloradans will be eligible for temporary paid leave to take care of themselves or a sick loved one. But employees and employers will start paying into the fund now. It is estimated 2.7 million workers could be eligible for the paid time off benefit. If you are one of Colorado's more than 200,000 business owners, or you work here, check out our latest What's Working newsletter for all the details of the new law. The first payments are due April 30th. For more information on all these stories, visit our website, www.coloradosun.com. And don't forget to tune in again on Monday. Now, a quick message from our editor.
I'm Larry Rickman, editor and co-founder of the Colorado Sun. The Sun is a public benefit corporation, and we rely on the support of listeners and readers like you to produce the nonpartisan, in-depth news that Colorado needs and deserves. Please consider becoming a Sun member for just $5 a month. Learn more at coloradosun.com. Thanks.